Yes, anyone?
He was thinking that Kasapa Buddha time, he was already a bald headed man.
Oh, Kasapa Buddha was bald headed.
But during
Oh, Buddha is not bald headed,
Buddha,
huh?
he was not bald headed at the time. And also, his first monks following him in the beginning, they were not bald headed. Then later on, they started with all the rulings and all that. They were asked to clean themselves up because there was a lot of talks about the monks don't present themselves well or something like that. And then it's about the time when they also shave off the hairs. But earlier, during the time when Samasam Buddha was around in the beginning, when he was enlightened, he was not bald headed.
Oh, that's interesting. That brings us to the subject of the life of the Buddha. We have read Narada's book, Teaching to the Buddha, or many other books about the life of the Buddha. These are all based on commentaries and legends, you know, most of them. If you study the Nikayas, you should particularly study Venerable Nyanamoli's book called The Life of the Buddha According to the Pali Canon. It's quite different from what we know. There, the Buddha did not talk about seeing the four divine messengers, the sick person, the dead person, the old person, and the monk. He did not see. He thought about it. He reflected about it. He did not see. That one came from another story in Digha Nikaya Mahapadana Sutta. It's a great legend where the Buddha talked about the previous Buddhas before him. And in particular, he talked in detail about Vipassi Buddha. Vipassi Buddha saw the four divine messengers, but not our Gotama Bodhisatta. He did not see. And this story about the charioteer and then he using the sword to cut his hair and leaving his wife with the baby, all these things are not found. These are all spices added in later. If you read the Nyanamoli's book, you will see that there's very scant information on the life of the Buddha. He himself did not talk very much about it. These are all legends and fairy tales to make it sound interesting so that when you teach children, at least there's something to read about. There is one sutta called the Lakkhana Sutta where the Buddha talked about the characteristics of a great man. He talked about how the hair curls in certain directions and all that, and there's a bindu on his forehead. There's a description of a great man. But there's nowhere actually in the Pali Canon where it is said that the Buddha was not born. Recently, in our last introduction to Mahmud program, there was a Punjabi who participated. He asked me the question, is it how come the Buddha has this bun on his head just like a Punjabi? Is he like a Sikh? So it's a artist's impression because there's something stated in the Lakkhana Sutta that the Buddha's head is different from people's head. It's sharp at the top or something like that. Now, when Venerable Sujiva went to India on a pilgrimage, he went to sit under the Bodhi tree in Bodh Gaya, he meditated and he made a wish. He asked the devas around there, he says, if you had seen the Buddha when he was still around, please show me how it looks like. And then he had a vision while he was meditating. After that, he came back and immediately he painted. He's an artist. I think his drawing or his painting of the Buddha is still around in Kota Tinggi. And he also painted it in a book called Funny Monk's Tales. And there, you don't see the bun on his head. It's just the hair and the sharpened tip. So there's hair and it's sharpened like that. But he didn't do the curls. Maybe he didn't see the curls. So I find it very exciting now to discover a lot of things as I read the suttas. That many of the things that we have read or we know about Buddhism is not really truly from the Pali Canon. A lot of it comes from the commentaries, from legends, from what our teachers tell us and what their teachers tell them. Right? So I would encourage all of you, if you have time, to go through the Nikayas, the Majjhima Nikaya, the Sanghita Nikaya, especially a Venerable Bhikkhu Bodhi's excellent translation. You can discover a lot of things, you know. A lot of things would show that what we know is not actually what the sutta says.